For the older person, simple life circumstances may help liberate the mind. Even if you're intensely creative, when you're in young adulthood and middle age, there are a lot of things making demands on your time and your mind. Raising kids, paying off a mortgage, holding down a job. That kind of activity does not come free, and at some point, you may simply tap out the energy reserves that could otherwise go to making you creative. But, says psychologist Robert Levinson of the University of California, Berkeley, who studies emotion and aging, when you're older, you're off that treadmill, so you can free up some horsepower in the service of creativity. That certainly describes the experience of Irene Mori, 97, who lives in Boston and worked as a nurse until her retirement at 65. Her husband was a professional artist, and when she left nursing, she decided to go back to college and study painting. After she graduated, she joined him in the studio he built in their home, where they spent their days working together until his death. She continues to paint, now living independently, though a daughter who lives nearby looks in on her regularly. As a nurse, I wasn't very creative, she says, but my brain is freer now. When I went to art school, I learned all of the disciplines, and one professor then said, "Now go home and forget everything I taught you." She took him at his word, and has been a painter ever since. The only real concession she makes to age is that she limits her work to watercolors and charcoal, since the fumes from oil paints bother her. And she doesn't show her finished pieces at exhibitions quite as much as she used to. "It's getting harder to carry all that stuff down there," she says. Mori may not think much about mortality. She certainly doesn't sound as if she does. But one thing that also motivates a lot of older artists is the dark but bracing sense that even if you have more free time than ever to create, the mortal clock is running down fast. In one frequently cited study of what's come to be called the swan song phenomenon, psychologist Dean Keith Simonton of the University of California at Davis collected a massive sample group of 1,919 compositions written by 172 classical composers and compared how highly the works were rated by music experts with how close the creation of those works came to the composers' deaths. On the whole, he found, compositions that were written later in the artists' lives, when, as Simonton wrote, death was raising a fist to knock on the door, tended to be briefer, with cleaner, simpler melody lines, and yet scored higher in aesthetic significance, according to the experts. In the past, the thinking was that the swan song was all about terror management, says Levinson, trying to stay busy and deny death. But it's also about leaving a legacy, generating something lasting to mark your time here.